Hi, and welcome to the Social Connection Podcast. Each week, you'll hear actionable tips on social media marketing, interviews with entrepreneurs, and business tips. My name is Atish Palmer from Metric Connect Digital Marketing. Thank you for your time with me today, and enjoy the next podcast. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Social Connection Podcast. In today's episode, we're bringing in a guest who has just started a business, and we wanted to give you the insight of someone that's quite raw to just opening a business. A friend of mine and someone I wanted to put on this platform, Chet D at Sneaker Fresh UK. Please introduce yourself and let us know what you're about and what your business is all about.
Hi, Atish. Hi, everyone that's listening. So my business is a sneaker cleaning and restoration business. So either two things. One, you could be the type of person who's got a pair of trainers and you're so much into your trainers, you've got a little mark on them, or you've worn them a few times and you want them back to fresh, then you give them to me and I'll clean them. Or you could actually have a pair of trainers which have been abandoned for 6-7 years because you've not worn them and they're not in the right state to wear them. So for instance, you give them back to me and I'll restore them back to new, using kind of the techniques that I use to get them back to fresh.
Okay, so that's where you're at as of today. You're a new business owner. Let's get to the point. For the last couple of years, what made you get into initially having to start up your own business, and then secondly, why trainers? Why this business?
Okay, so to answer your first question in terms of the business, I was always kind of in that mindset of the conventional leave uni, do a 9-to-5 job, get the best job you can be, get the best job you can, get the best salary, work Monday to Friday and have the weekends off. However, over the last 12 months, I've been thinking, what else is there that I can do in terms of an additional income? And not just an additional income, and also an opportunity for me to really put my effort and put my time, which would be spent watching TV on the sofa, into something that can be beneficial for me and my family. And so that's the business part of it. And sorry,
what brought you to the kind of actually doing trainers and starting up the business side of things? What made you? I mean, I know your history on, you mentioned you're a keen lover of sneakers, so you can inform the listeners of where the passion came from.
Yeah, so I've always been into my sneakers. I can remember my cousin bought my first pair of Jordans when I was about 10 years old, and I was probably the only person in the school with Jordans. I really used to look after them. I used to play football in all my trainers, but I didn't used to play football in my Jordans. Again, I can remember another memory from when I was 13, 14, where I had the football presentation that evening in the summer, and I was looked at my Huaraches, and they weren't in the right kind of, they weren't clean enough for me to go in. So I spent all morning and afternoon, I ran to Wilkinson's, got some whitener, and got them ready for my presentation evening. So the passion for trainers has always been there.
Chet, can I just stop you there? You know, when you're saying that, do you know what? So if any of you that don't know of my relationship with Chet, we met at Sheffield Hallam University, and Chet is the guy that was dressed up, you know, always swaggered out. And I can really relate to you having that mindset of not having a clean pair of trainers, because, you know, you brought that on to when I met you at university.
Yeah. At uni as well. Yeah, I can remember I was into my trainers. I was into my top. Looking back, I used to wear the same top quite a lot to the clubs. But it was probably my favourite top. It's like a Moschino one or something. But in terms of trainers, yeah, I think back then when we were at uni, it was Nike Shox was the craze.
Yeah.
I've always kind of been into trainers.
Cool. What makes you different to your competitors, let's say? Why do you think your service or your business model is better, and it is something that you feel confident in it growing?
for me, I'm not just someone that you hand over a pair of trainers to and then you're going to get them back 10 days later. During that 10 days, I've built a relationship with my customers. So from the off, they're very assured. I send them an update once I've cleaned them with my recommendations as to what I think they should do next. And people love talking about their own things. So in terms of some of my trainers, have got some really rare trainers I've had come in and they love their trainers. And I can get that. I get that from the messages that they've sent, that they're really fond of their trainers. So for me, I build a relationship with my customers throughout the whole journey. So even while I'm cleaning them, if I think, yeah, let me take a picture of this and send it to the customer will come back and go, wow, you know what? They're looking so much better than they did. I can't wait to see the real thing. And then I just keep them engaged. So I take several shots and say, and give the customer the opportunity to say, look, how do you want them displayed on my Instagram? Do you want them with this background or do you want them for the, on that background? So I engage them in the process. And I'm very, I've grown up very customer service focused as well from my pharmacy days when I used to have a part-time job in the chemist. Because the owner was very customer service focused. So for me, it's my customers trust me with their trainers. And I'm at a point now where they don't care about how much it's going to cost. They're like, Chet, do what you have to do. Do what you have to do to make them pop again.
Because they've seen what you've done previously on other people's stuff. And people, can, if you've not already had a look at Chet's Instagram profile, it's at sneaker_fresh_UK. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah.
Cool. So the before and after pictures on Instagram are brilliant. And I think, yeah, I do understand where people are coming from, where they're thinking, right, the quality's there. Let's give them a go pretty much. Going back to where you led up to where you are today, what was your background before? Was it in the corporate world, another business?
Yeah, it was. It was very much in the corporate world. So I've worked at around Leicester, probably a lot of the biggest companies, British Gas, Next. And it's very much been in that corporate environment. So the last 5-7 years I've spent in an IT environment. But I'm very social. I'm very talkative. In a lot of IT environments, you don't really get that much. It's very me and my computer screen. Whereas I'm that kind of guy that I'll come in on the Monday morning and say, yes, what's happening? You know, what you do this weekend? Just the banter and everything. So, but it wasn't just the environment. I wanted something different also.
So did you always have the intentions to have your own business from a young age? Did it start a couple of years ago or was it out of the blue?
I mean, no, I'll be honest, Satish. It wasn't an intention of mine to have my own business. Looking back when I was young, I always thought I'd be some, you know, really successful in the corporate world, or I'd be comfortable earning a salary and then doing your conventional 9-to-5 Monday to Friday. It only occurred to me to have my own business because I've really had a bit of a lifestyle change and a change in mindset over the last 12 months, which has led me to kind of creating a business and doing something off my own back.
Okay, let's dive a bit into that. Well, regards to what types of changes, because we've had conversations on the phone where we're pretty much both doing certain things to change our mindset and lives to then have a ripple effect on our business. So just give us a little bit more into that.
Yeah, so essentially, I mean, in terms of my physical health, I'm probably in the best shape I've been in from what I can remember. I was in good shape 2013. If you looked at a picture of me 2 years ago, Atish, you wouldn't think I'm the same person. But I didn't realize how out of shape. I was hitting bacon and hash brown cobs every day at work, 4 cans on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I thought, right, this has to stop now because it was non-productive. So I've stopped drinking this year. I've only drank a handful of times and I only drink on occasions. I'm not that guy who sits at home now with 4 cans of beer and 3 packs of crisp. And that's just led me to just be a bit more productive in terms of my mindset. So when I'm sitting watching TV at 9 o'clock, I know I've had a really productive day. I've been to the gym, I've worked on trainers, I've spent time with the family, and I know sitting down, I've not wasted any time.
Yeah, I mean, I can relate to that because it's similar things of what I've been through in the last 12 months about actually changing the scope of you, your person, your habits, which then automatically pretty much give you a more of an insight of what you used to be, and then kind of giving that exposure to the bad habits to then kind of say to yourself, wow, is that what I've been doing? Because I would have been missing out on so much more. It just gives you more, you're so much more productive with your physicality, but it's the mental side of things. It's just how many, to give up something that's like alcohol, which is, you know, so much in our generation is what we kind of do on a Friday, Saturday night. And then it comes to a stage where, right, I need to kind of get on the mode of becoming something of myself. And then you hit that wall and think, right, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Friday is now completely different for me, Atty. So I'll finish work and I'll come home and I'll know what trainings I've got to do. And my relaxation now comes, I've got Radio 1 extra on the in the background, and I'm sitting there and I'm repainting trainers or I'm cleaning trainers. And then at the end of the night, I know that I've not really wasted any time.
Do you think COVID's helped you in any way?
Massively.
Or not? Yeah.
Massively. Lockdown's helped me, like, in so many ways. It's just, I was kind of, it helped me to kind of strengthen myself in terms of, first 3 months I didn't drink anyway, and then March I had a few weddings coming up. Those weddings got cancelled, so I continued not to drink. And when I don't drink, I just feel like mentally and physically I've got so much more energy. Even the next day, I'm not lethargic. I wake up and I'm in the gym on a Saturday morning at 7:45, and I never thought I'd be at that position.
All right. So we always ask the questions of, where do you see yourself in 12 months time with regards to your business? Now, you're 3-4 months into your Sneaker Fresh. Where do you want to take this business, and what do you have in mind currently?
Okay. So when I started this out, it was really very much, right, let me get my name out there first. Let me showcase to people what I can do in terms of my trainers. So when you're sitting at Christmas time with your friends in the pub and someone's got a little curry stain or whatever you're at a bar and grill and they've got a curry stain on the trainer, someone can turn around and go, you know what, I know someone that can get them back to fresh for you, or can get rid of that straight away. So first and foremost for me, it's about getting my name out there locally in Leicester. In 12 months time, essentially, I still want to be in that position whereby if someone thinks of a trainer store in Leicester, someone's going to straight away automatically think Sneaker Fresh. So that's where I want to be in 12 months time. Longer term, I probably want, there's two avenues which I can go down. There's the shop avenue where I can have my own store, which is going to obviously come with more overheads, but they will give me that. People can come in, see what I do, speak to me instead of over messaging, and build that relationship, and then come in later on, almost like how a dry cleaners works. Or there's another avenue where I can have a unit, and really I don't even need a unit. I just need a room with a sink, a kettle, a table, a radio, and some heat.
You just got to make sure there's people out there knowing exactly what you do, and that's kind of shown on your Instagram and Facebook profiles. And then it's people need to catch the trend and saying, look, Sneaker Fresh is where to go. But how important is social media when it comes to getting your name out there?
Massively important. Because without social media, I mean, I don't know how they did it in the 80s and 90s, to be fair. I'm kind of lost with that. But it's helped my business massively because it just showcases to everyone how I can turn around trainers and the before and after. Some of them are crazy. Some of them are, people have used their trainers for like walking through fields, decorating, completely abandoned the trainers, and I've brought them back to a state where they can start wearing them to a restaurant again or somewhere nice or a night out. Yeah, so and social media is massive for that because it will give you the before and after pictures, and it also on my stories, the trainer game's massive now as well. So there's 25-year-olds, 20-year-olds wearing trainers that are worth £300-400. I've never spent £300-400 on a pair of trainers. do you know what I mean? Especially at 25, the most I'd go was a pair of Nike Air Max for 80, 90, or maybe £100. So yeah, social media is massive. Absolutely massive for my business. It's the only platform it runs on.
Yeah. So we were discussing previously about you must have listened to something or a post of mine about getting your name out there, putting the personal brand, giving it more exposure. And what's your take on it? And I know what you're about with it and where you wanted the guidance from myself. But where do you see you putting your brand out there, Chet, as a person, not Sneaker Fresh?
So that's probably the next step in terms of my social media campaigns is to get my face out there, make it and someone can relate to a person rather than just a name and a logo. So to understand what I'm about, get an insight into my personality, the kind of things that I do on a daily basis. I mean, it could just be, I don't know, anything, eating at Nando's or whatever. It could be anything, but just put a life behind that, put a life and a person behind the logo.
Yeah, I'm so big into that. And when I was discussing this with, I speak about it a lot because I went through the same situation where I was hiding behind the brand and it was the easy way to do it. But when I did our first video, things started to get slightly more better. So prior to this conversation, myself and Chet were discussing on how to actually do it, because there's so many people that will say to me, yes, I know how to do it, but then doing it is a whole different ball game. So what I always explain to everyone is actually get out there and give yourself 24 hours and do it, just because you don't want to wait till Monday. You don't want to wait till the first, because if you don't do it, you're not showing, you're missing out on people getting good content. And transparency, trust, relevance all kind of have a good mix when it comes to people positioning themselves as a potential customer for yourself. So if you've got that transparency, you're giving good service and good knowledge to people that want to be getting these restoration side of things done, then it's always the best but only way you can do it, and it's free and it's easy, is to flip that phone around, getting a video done, and then ask people about what do you think, because you want to hear from your followers and friends on what you can do and how you can be better on the next video as well.
Yeah, absolutely right. And to be fair, I'm not one that's shy of the camera, to be fair, either. So I don't know really what's holding me back. I think it was exactly that question that I gave to you, Atish, as in, right, how do I break through? Do I just do a really formal kind of video, hi, this is me, et cetera, et cetera? Or do I just do a general one, as in what I'm doing at that time of the day?
And my response for you two is don't make it a big hoo-ha. Make sure you just get it out there, and then and maybe ask the questions on, do you have any questions for me? Because people, you're introducing yourself, but then after every intro, people always have a what if question or they wanted something. And Instagram stories is amazing. You can just ask the questions on the question tag, and then you're getting people telling you what they want to hear for your next content strategy. So I just wanted to go into social media a bit more and learn from you, because I don't know how you do it, is how do you plan your content and how do you strategize your marketing when it comes to what's going to be put onto your platforms?
So,
and be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. So being very new, I feel now that I've done before, for the last 4 months, I've got almost 100 posts now, and all of those are the same thing. So they're all before and afters. And on my story, it was all before and afters and before and afters. Now, even me myself now, I feel like I'm at a point where it's getting a bit boring and a bit repetitive. And I'm sure my followers must be kind of thinking that as well, or maybe they're
what
not.
What I always say is, if you're thinking it, somebody else is thinking it.
Yeah, absolutely. And although they will still look through it and they'll still see my before and afters, it's kind of the same thing. So I do need to mix it up again, which is obviously why I've not the reason why I've contacted you or why I've been in touch, because I'm engaged in the things that you're doing anyway. On your side of things, but yeah, obviously I will need some I know where I need to go with it, but yeah. I will need obviously your help and support and your guidance. I'm not afraid to obviously voice that.
Yeah, so what we always say to people is, I mean, I'll give a quick tip on the people listening and some of the people that are wanting to hear how to get this started up. But when it comes to getting exposure out there, we'll just sit with Instagram, because that's your main platform. That's where a lot of people are using. The majority of my followers are on Instagram. So what people are not really doing at the minute is getting their face out on Reels. Reels is something that Instagram want to test, I say, for another few months. And we all need to jump on that, because that's the easiest way we can get to the Explore page. And that's where new people are going to be having an invested interest in you or your business. So putting a reel out there is going to jump two or three hurdles at a time to get onto more exposure. And then secondly, it's all about, you had a question for me earlier when it came down to, what do I do with hashtags?
Yeah.
Should I use them, or what it's all about? And my kind of two pence on it is, on Instagram, you should be using hashtags, especially if you've got less than 5,000 followers, just because you're trying to promote a new something out there to people that are unaware of you. And to do that, it's all about getting your hashtags there. And Che, you were saying to me, where do I go from, you know, which hashtags?
This is it. Yeah. Which ones do I eliminate? Which ones are not really bringing that much value to the business, etc.? So I don't know how to differentiate that.
Yeah, and my kind of take is, make sure you've got your eyes on Insight, on Instagram Insights, because they'll tell you exactly who's engaging, how many people it's reached, how many followers you're getting. But strategize your hashtags in 3 to 4 tiers. So anything above 1 million is high, anything below that to 500,000 in 2, and then go down to the thousands and even minute to the below hundreds, and scatter them, and then have different sets as well, because you don't want to be using the same ones. But then you'll get to see exactly what's working and what's not by you kind of doing your, that's pretty much hashtag research in a kind of bracket.
Okay.
I wanted to kind of find out a bit more about yourself and the business. And a lot of times what I do ask my guest is, where do you see yourself in 5 years personally and in business?
It's not been set in stone. So I'll be honest, I've not sat with a pen and paper and say, this is where I want to be in 5 years time, personally and business wise. In terms of business, yes, I'd love to have a more structured set up, in terms of, I'm now a fully fledged business. I've got a nice van, I've got a premises, business is going well, I'm busy and it's on the up. Or I could be in the luxury of taking a backseat and someone's running that business for me, who knows? But as long as I keep working hard and continue to go above and beyond for my customers, then I don't see why that can't happen. Personally, again, I've not got anything written down, set in stone again, but for me, I just want to be physically fit, be in a similar situation where I am now, in terms of, I want to be productive. Every day has got to be productive, be healthy, spend time with, you know, my family, my wife and kids, and just having that all round control and just being productive. So I set out, Atish, so 6 or 8 months ago, I thought, right, I don't want to be that guy when I'm 65 or 70 years old thinking I should have done this and I should have done that. I want to regret or thinking I should have tried this. I should have tried setting up my own business. I want to be 65, 70. Like I said, you know, come back from the local bowls club, have my pie, gravy and chips on a winter's afternoon and think to myself, you know what? I had a go at business and it's worked out really well. Or for the last 20, 25 years, I know that I've done everything in my power to try and, you know, make a success of myself and create kind of a foundation for my family.
Yeah. And what's your take on changing your mindset completely to kind of get to this goal you're getting to, which is business and personally? I think both of us have had a lot of changes. What's your take on having that mindset completely changed to what it was about, let's say, 12, 15, 18 months ago?
Mine comes from, I think the biggest thing is discipline. So discipline, I've had to discipline myself and make myself mentally stronger in terms of, it could be a little thing like reaching for a bar of Galaxy at nine at night. And not doing it and not having it. And they say sacrifice today for a better tomorrow, which, you know, is kind of my, kind of the ethos that I'm running with at the minute. So it's discipline. And what I found is stopping, like for going back to the drinking conversation, stopping alcohol. I'm not completely giving up. I still drink on occasions, but stopping having that four cans every Friday, Saturday and Sunday and make better use of my time. So on a Saturday morning, I'd normally be a bit lethargic from the night before, or I've had a few cans and a couple of shots of Grey Goose or whatever. But now on a Saturday morning, I'm fresh. I know I've got to get to the gym. I'm going to do my hour. I'm going to get back home. I'm going to work on trainers. I'll spend a bit of time with the kids, work back on some trainers. And then at 7, 8 o'clock at night, I know I've done everything that I've set out that I wanted to do. Whereas before, I didn't have a plan. It was just whatever happens on the day.
And things are working out for you now.
Things are looking a lot better. Yeah. So in terms of both myself, I feel a lot more productive. I feel a lot more energy, and that's resonated onto other things, like my relationship with my kids, relationship with my wife, everything's so much better. And it's amazing because it's come from just something which, you know, it's just come from being a bit more disciplined.
Discipline. Do you know what, Chet? It's so nice to hear, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to so many topics we've covered where it comes to actually discipline, mindset, social media, starting a business. We're both local lads from Leicester, and we're telling our stories on this episode. But really, really, thank you very much for being our guest. I hope we can have a conversation again, and then you can tell us how well the business is doing. But yeah, if I just want to end it off by, if you can give our listeners your platforms and how they can follow you, mate.
So, well, thanks for that, Atisha. It's been a pleasure catching up with you also. But in terms of my platforms, Instagram is at sneaker_fresh_UK. You can check out my content there. If you need anything, please give me a shout. I'd be more than happy to help. Even if you just want some advice, it's not a voucher for any business. Even if you need any advice on your own trainers, then just get in contact with me. I'd be happy to advise you. And at Facebook, it's at SneakerFreshUK, all one word. And again, if you need anything, just don't hesitate to contact me. I'll be more than happy to help you.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much, Chet. And hope you got some insight from this episode. If you have any questions, my name is Atish Palmer from Metric Connect Digital Marketing, and my @ is @AtishPalmer on Instagram. We'll see you next week. Thank you.